You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Wilma Pang is an opera singer and a musician. She's also unsuccessfully run for public office in San Francisco several times. Now she's running to be the city's next mayor. She says she's a fierce advocate for Chinatown musicians, and she wants to improve the city's tourism industry by allowing artists to perform without worrying about fines. She speaks with KALW News Director Ben Trefney.
You say that you've run, this is your second or third time running. You're not
right.
Sure.
I'm not sure because I run for everything.
That's right. Why do you run for everything?
Well, my first run was Board of Ed because, I was a teacher. Last time I ran for mayor because I wanted to try for mayor. Mainly, I live and breathing in Chinatown. So, and a lot of the seniors who are monolingual, and merchants who are limited English, they don't speak enough English to be able to communicate to the politicians or to City Hall as the problems. Recently, it's been so many problems in Chinatown. You know, there's robberies and beating up seniors. And one of the most prominent leader was beaten up and robbed. So Wilma, why don't you speak up for us? And I think this is the main reason I'm speaking up for my community. Business is really, it's a tragic in Chinatown. You know, it used to be really bustling like Grand Avenue. You couldn't find a space, a storefront. But now it's like you walk through Grand Avenue, it's like there are three or four empty storefronts. And I think the rents are too high, and the tourism is suffering.
Well, do you think that the Central Subway, when it finally opens, will make a difference for Chinatown then?
Well, yes and no. Because right now, I heard that they redo the tracks because it was all wrong. And it's going to postpone to at least another couple of years. And I think every day delay, there is business closing. So I don't know whether they're going to really help the merchants after it's complete.
I'm wondering about some other topics you've brought up that you want to speak out for women and seniors as well. What do you want to see done for them, like for women to begin with?
Women, mainly all these women working and a couple working can't afford childcare. So I think it's very, very critical problem for women.
So you think the city should subsidize childcare?
Subsidize childcare or I think they may have subsidized, but not enough.
How about for seniors?
The seniors, they live in, right now in Chinatown, I'm talking about, they live in a SRO, and right now the family is living in a room that's maybe half their size, that's crowding about four people in there. It's really not a good situation, but what can you do we can look into subsidizing, housing for seniors and families.
So I'd like to move on to what we're going to call a lightning round. So I'd like you to keep your answers short, no more than a sentence for each of these.
Okay.
Let's start with ride sharing.
Yes. I think we should, share more ride sharing. I'm for it.
Public transportation.
Definitely, because I think we work more on the muni. There's a lot of complaining, but we should improve muni.
How would you improve it?
Scheduling and also get more, like right now, drivers. There's a problem with drivers. Train more drivers.
The cost of housing?
Probably more mobile homes and maybe right now subsidize vans and RVs, to solve the crisis, But it's a long-term thing.
How about social media?
Yes, you're talking about Facebook and all that. I think, it should regulate it, but, we can't do too much about it.
How about climate change?
It's really a bad problem. I think we should even think about that, climate change. We should really think about how to solve this those so huge problem. Like we don't hear about this forest burning like Amazon, and I think this is tragic.
As mayor of San Francisco, what would you do about climate change?
I think we should organize maybe groups to begin with, and organizations to really deal with it and really think. Don't just put ourselves in the sand, you know, in the head of the sand. We should really think about it. Even right now, San Francisco is fortunate enough that we don't get that kind of huge climate change. But look at it, Europe, this summer, Paris, you know, went up to 40, and it's just like it never happened before. And even the polar bears are dying, you know, so.
You show your international perspective by speaking in Celsius rather than Fahrenheit there.
That's Wilma Pang, candidate for San Francisco mayor. She was speaking with KALW's news director, Ben Trefney. And we'll be interviewing more candidates next week, so stay tuned.